There are more than 150 drum makers in the United States, big companies like Gretsch, and individuals who just work in their basements. All of this to enhance the music of composers like B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music. One of the oldest drum makers in this country is Precision Drum Company. It's based in New York's Hudson Valley. Its clients range from school bands to Ringo Starr. Karen Michelle reports on the company's latest commission.
Pleasant Valley, New York is where suburbia meets the country, less than 100 miles north of Manhattan. Precision Drum Company is headquartered here in a plain two-story rambler. Customers and reporters have to go out back and knock on the garage door, where George Fulci answers.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, come on in.
Thanks.
Sure.
Inside, there are densely packed workrooms for the staff of three. George Fulci, his younger brother Gary, and sister Andrea are Precision Drum Company. It was founded in the 1960s by their dad, a former IBM engineer and weekend drummer. Upstairs, autographed drum heads hang on two walls of the showroom. Gary Fulci shows me around.
We have Jack DeJohnette. We've got Rod Morgenstein. We've got Idris Muhammad.
Big names in jazz and rock who know what they want in an instrument sound.
We cut really good bearing edges. Bearing edge is the key to a well-tuning and good-sounding drum.
What is a bearing edge?
Bearing edge is the surface where the drum head or skin meets the drum shell or cylinder.
The wrappings around the cylinders look really cool, like the plumage of tropical birds, shiny surfaces that both capture and release the light. Gary points to one.
We named it Purple Haze. It's got a kind of a hologram effect to it. As you change your viewing point, the colors change in it, but it's predominantly purple.
Most of the company's work these days is in repairs. They've wrapped Ringo Starr's drums, but George Fulci says the family is in the midst of an unusual commission they hope will pay some bills.
Back in June of last year, Gary got an email from somebody asking if we could build a replica of the Sgt. Pepper's bass drum. And at first, it seemed to us that they were part of some kind of a Beatles copy band.
It turned out to be a company that sells mostly sports memorabilia. Think framed signed jerseys. And it wants 67 of the nearly full-sized replicas.
This is the main shell here. I have to attach the backside hoop to the shell, seeing that there's no back head on this thing.
You remember what that drum looks like, sitting in the flower bed on the cover in front of the Beatles, spelling out the album title in red and yellow letters. The original drum head sold at auction in 2008 for more than $500,000. Like that one, the Fulci's is bound in rope.
Pull this as snug as you can get it. Go back up through the tensioner again. This is not that easy.
And it's hand-dyed by the Fulci family to look old.
It's kind of like lacing up a boot with a 35-foot shoelace.
They once made a 6-foot-tall drum for the Blue Man Group, but they've never done anything like this.
It is the same skill set.
Phil Hood co-founded Drum Magazine. Precision is one of the independent companies he's featured over the past 25 years.
But few of these companies have longevity and a reputation like Precision Drum Company. It's the longest surviving independent drum company that I know of.
A good match for an album that's also survived just about as long. George and Gary's sister, Andrea, was 9 years old when it came out.
Oh, yeah, obviously 67, yeah. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? That's the first time I've ever done a solo in my life.
Ringo sang that one.
Yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in Pleasant Valley, New York.